Hello?
Your husband got you a snowblower for Christmas, didn't he?
It's really cute.
Classic Steve. Well, it's not too late to get what you really wanted.
The savings are just heating up at the Sears After Christmas event. Right now, get up to 25% off Kenmore appliances, 10% off Whirlpool and KitchenAid, plus an extra 15% off all appliances with your Sears card.
Wait, put Steve on the line. I heard you got him a vacuum.
Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore offer ranges from 5 to 25%. Offer valid 12/25/11 through 1/5/12.
For Margaret, we shared a newspaper in a thunderstorm. We raised three amazing children. We sang at the piano until the neighbors complained. So here's to making the next 30 years as wonderful as the first. Love, Adam.
When you give the gift of New York Life, you give the most selfless gift of all. New York Life Insurance Company can help you plan a secure retirement so you can spend your retirement years the way you deserve. Contact your New York Life agent or visit us at newyorklife.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Welcome in. We have a monster show today, and I want to make sure that you guys know that now you can see what goes on in the studio. On NBC4's Washington Nonstop, we're on Friday nights at 8:30 and Saturday mornings again at noon.
Does that mean everybody can see me eating all the food that's
everybody
in front
can see you
right
porking out here? I know it's on channel 460 on Fios, and it's on a different channel on every system. So check
Which
it out
makes
because
it really easy to find.
That's right. We are Regis and Kelly.
You really want to find us?
We are the invisible Regis and Kelly. So anyways, we do have a great show. We have one of absolutely the greatest pastry chefs in the studio with us today. Tiffany McIsaac.
Can we say that completely unbiased?
No, but she's the pastry chef for Neighborhood Restaurant Group, which is Vermilion and Buzz Bakery and Rustico and Birch and Barley and Evening Star Cafe. Anyways, you know, she came in here as the pastry chef for Birch and Barley, and now she's running the whole show, and she's doing some stuff that's delicious and wacko, too. So she's in talking about there's a new Buzz Bakery in Arlington, and it's not your average bakery.
And we're going to get to that. Let's introduce
the other
people.
Well, I just want to say, this is a bakery with a bar, a patio, all kinds of stuff, so it's cool.
It's very cool, and we're going to talk all about it.
All right, venga.
Tiffany on. Okay, so later in the show, we are going to be talking to the two guys behind Venga. This is the new hot restaurant app that you can download on your iPad or any of your big smartphone systems, and it tells you where to go, where to eat, and special deals all around the city. So we'll be talking to Winston Lord and Sam Von Pallararo about that.
Did you mean Pallaro?
Pallaro. Did I say it wrong?
That's easy for you to say. You sound like when Delilah talks.
And then we have Chef Tom Elder, who is also here. He runs the kitchen at Hearth. It's the new restaurant over at the Hilton in McLean Tyson's.
And lastly, but never leastly, because we love our liquid refreshments, we're talking Catoctin Creek, which is Loudoun County's first and only legal distillery since before Prohibition. It was founded only 2 years ago in Percival. And Scott Harris, who founded it along with his wife Becky, is in with Tastes and Talk of Catoctin, but if we have the taste first, we're probably not likely to be able to talk.
I
think I probably talk better after the tasting.
Yeah, I've heard you talk.
Okay.
Scott, why a distillery and why in Loudoun County, since you obviously had to go through a lot to be the first one?
Sure. I mean, we're in Loudoun County because it's our home. We live there, and Loudoun County is deep in the wine country. There's more than 24 wineries now in Loudoun County.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was critical to, you know, being available to these farms, these vines, and getting products in that are fresh. We live a quarter mile from the distillery, so that's pretty nice. I don't have the commute anymore to deal with. And why did we do it? Because we're crazy. You know, we had a lot of money we had to get rid of very quickly.
Right.
And this is a great way to do that.
So what did it take for you to set up the distillery?
It took us about a year of planning, of getting licensing, getting the financing, mm-hmm. getting all the equipment, most of which is custom equipment from Germany,
mm-hmm.
And getting all that in place. We started the company February of 2009. By January of 2010, we were all up and running and producing product.
All right. So. Well, later in the show, we're going to ask you sort of, I want to get more details of like the education you had to sort of, because not everybody's a natural distiller. I mean, I assume there's some education involved. But first, why don't you tell us what you brought today?
Sure. Yeah. I brought basically a little selection of all of our products. Mm-hmm. We predominantly make rye whiskey, and we make it... We make two different styles. All of our rye-based products are organic, which is a bit unusual. We're one of only about two or three organic whiskey producers in the nation.
What makes it organic?
What makes it organic is that we've been certified by an organic certification agency that says that the raw materials we use don't have any insecticides, any pesticides. You know, these things... in whiskey can come through in the flavor, and you get these off flavors and these harsh kind of
booze that's good for you.
Yeah. There we go.
Where have you been all my life?
Like the Pop-Tart that's good for
you. That's right. So the first one that I would probably show you guys is our Mosby Spirit, which is a traditional Virginia rye whiskey. It's an unaged whiskey, so it means it's never been in a barrel. And because it's never been in a barrel, it's clear as water. It looks like vodka.
You know what's interesting? I had my first, because I'm not a big hard stuff drinker, I had my first glass of rye whiskey a couple of nights ago, and I don't even know what the hell it was, but it was delicious.
Yeah, it's really That's a nice really spirit.
All right, well, why don't you pour that?
Okay.
And we're going to get in and start talking to Tiffany. Tiffany, I have all this stuff here that I'm supposed to, like, introduce you with, but I'd rather just get into the Pop-Tart that I'm digging in on.
Yes.
So, Tiffany McIsaac of Buzz Bakery and Neighborhood Restaurant Group Restaurants, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, listen, last time you were in, you had just taken over all... the pastries for Neighborhood Restaurant Group, and now you've launched a second Buzz. So,
how many Buzzes can one person have?
God, well, I think only two because I feel like
college,
I could possibly have more.
So tell us about the differences between the two Buzzes.
I mean, they have a lot of the same items. They've, you know, they're based around cupcakes. The new Buzz, however, has a couple of different things that we're offering. The first thing that we have that I'm really excited about is we've got a big take and bake section. So we've got like raw cookie dough for slicing and baking at home, scones, biscuits, all kinds of things that you can take so that if you can't make it in to see us, like on a weekend or if you're hosting a party one morning, you can actually bake it right at your house. So you don't have to, you know, even get out of your jammies.
I think that's such a brilliant idea. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I wasn't sure how it was going to sell. I just didn't really know what the neighborhood would respond to, and it is flying off the shelves.
Are you now, doing it at both locations, or you're just doing it at Clarendon?
We're just doing it in the one in Ballston. Yeah.
Okay.
We have ice creams that we're doing there, pint by the pint, that you can take home with you. They're actually being made out of birch and barley.
Okay.
And we're also doing popsicles. So those are just some of like the fun we've got.
So are these your original ice cream recipes? Too?
So what kind of flavors are you doing?
Well, we're doing one that's it's a mint chip, which is pretty standard, but it's made with mint that we're getting from Arcadia.
Okay.
So that's exciting because it's our first
we'll
year.
We'll have to explain what Arcadia is too.
It's our awesome farm, and it's our first year getting things from them. So that was
so
one of the
exciting
first products I got. We're doing one that's a cereal milk. So it's basically Cinnamon Toast Crunch steeped in cereal, but then and we make a sorbet out of it, but then we add Maker's Mark to it. So
it's a little different.
A little different than like regular cereal milk. Well, maybe it's some people's cereal milk, but not mine.
Ice cream that can get you arrested for drunk driving.
Yes.
Nice.
And then we're doing oatmeal, which is
actually that'll put the kids to sleep, won't it?
Probably. Couple bites.
David's like, get me a pie. Yeah.
We're doing oatmeal, we're doing we've got one that's like a peanut butter crunch, so it's got peanut butter and pretzel brittle mixed into a peanut butter ice cream. So, you know, it's like some fun takes.
You're just having a good time with it.
Yeah, we don't have like your standards, but I think people are appreciating that.
Does it matter that you have two bakeries that are really so close to each other? Does that affect anything?
Thank God I have two bakeries that are so close to each other so I can go back and forth between them. I don't think so because the original, they have completely different feels, I think. And the original one really does have a cult following that I think will continue to be really loyal to that. So we're looking for a whole new fan base in this new neighborhood that we're in. And I think,
I think you should explain to people what the new one looks like because it's a little
Alice in Wonderland. Yes, it's like Alice in Wonderland. I love it too. You know, when we originally talked about doing this Buzz, I'd wanted to do something different than your standard giant trays of tons of food, you know, that you see when you normally go into a bakery. So everything's under little individual glass domes. We actually, they found like these hand-blown glass
domes.
Okay,
they're not little.
Italy.
Like they're like balloons.
Yeah,
like,
they're beautiful.
So they're,
I mean, I can't even do it justice by trying to describe it. It's it's exactly what I wanted, but 10,000 times cooler because a designer did it and not me. So it's pretty exciting.
All right. Now let's talk about what you brought in today. So I'm drinking. What am I drinking?
You're drinking the kitchen's drink of choice.
Okay.
Between both buzzes. Everybody loves these. We drink like a million of them a day.
Okay.
It's an iced dirty chai with soy milk. So basically it's Madcap Coffee, which is our new coffee that we're offering only at the Ballston location right now.
Okay.
So it's a shot of espresso. Mm-hmm. And then we make our own house blend of chai. Normally when you go out and get chai, it's a syrup or it's a powder, but we actually steep our own. So it's an infusion of black tea, fresh ginger, vanilla bean, coriander, cardamom, cinnamon, like all kinds of stuff go into it. And then we sweeten it with honey. And
it's very tasty.
I actually prefer it topped off with soy milk. You can get it with any kind of dairy you want, mm-hmm. but I really like the nuttiness from the soy milk.
Well, let's talk about Madcap Coffee,
where they come from and why are you working with them?
They're from Michigan. They're just committed to the same things that we're committed to, which is making sure that they very carefully source the products that they use.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that run it are young. They're like the chefs of coffee. It's so cool for me to get to talk to them about it because they're as passionate about coffee as I am about food. They travel to the farms to make sure that the standards are where they want them, make sure the beans are the way they want them. They have mm-hmm. great relationships with these people. They don't just buy from whoever. They know exactly where the beans are coming from, and that's something that was really important to us.
So I guess what you can say is that the way you guys feel about food with, Arcadia mm-hmm. and everything at the restaurants, it's sort of pervasive. You're trying to bring it in with the different products
yeah.
that you have, like our local drink guy down here.
Well, but because you're also doing cocktails there too, right?
We are doing cocktails. Yeah, we have cocktails, wine.
They had it at the other one's bakery too.
We have it at the other one,
well,
but it never
I didn't
really
know that.
Took
I mean, how many
much.
How many different kinds of highs can do you want people to have?
Any kind
Get
they
it
want.
Buzz.
Does Buzz Bakery come with your own designated driver?
That's something we could definitely consider. If we get to that point.
So tell us a little bit about the cocktails there.
The cocktails are, again, they're just kind of, fun, playful drinks. Mm-hmm. You can come in and get any of your standards, but the cereal milk sorbet, for example, is actually based on a cocktail that we have, which is made from the same milk with scotch. So I liked it so much that I was like, oh, we should make this into a sorbet so people can take it to go and have it at home. So,
fun.
It's kind of a fun menu.
And let's just talk a little bit about popsicles.
Popsicles, yes. The bane of my existence.
Are they big right now? They must be huge.
Yes. It was a really good idea because we sell a lot of them, but it was a really bad idea because I can only make them
because we sell a lot
time.
Of them. Right.
but it's great. We've got
your own flavors.
Are you doing fun flavors?
We are. The one that I've not really touched too much is strawberry because the strawberries are so good right now that they're just straight up strawberry.
Right.
But we're doing, we've got one where we juice grapes and then we add fresh ginger to it. We're doing kiwi and basil.
So yum.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We're doing one that's honey and bananas dipped mm-hmm. in chocolate.
This is a far cry from the beersicles that Rusty Cook started off with.
Oh my gosh, the beersicles.
Those are so controversial.
We've got about a minute before we have to take a break. But you brought in some amazing stuff. Hold up the Katy Perry cupcake so that the cameras.
The Katy Perry.
Yeah, you guys have to see this. Describe it because.
Well, the Katy Perry Cupcake, the 930 Club was doing a scavenger hunt across D.C. and Virginia for backstage passes to a Katy Perry concert that's coming up. And the last clue was to come and get the Katy Perry Cupcake from their favorite bakery that makes the 930 Club. So we came up with this, and it's actually fashioned after her bra from the California Girls.
It's perfect.
And it's it's vanilla chiffon that we've dyed pink, and it's filled with sour cherry curd, vanilla
beautiful.
Frosting, and then a cherry rolled in disco dust.
And then just lastly, tell us about these.
The waffles. That's
which I already ate.
That we're doing I'm super excited about
Diet
the waffles.
Busters.
We're doing waffles that are made to order every morning at mm-hmm. Buzz in Ballston. They have them on the weekends at Buzz Slater's, but we're doing them every morning in Ballston.
Buzz in Ballston doesn't sound right.
So today I brought you our signature one, which is toffee and applewood smoked bacon actually mixed into the waffle. So it's great because it's a grab-and-go item. You don't need to sit down, eat it with a knife and fork, and put maple syrup on it.
You can just put it in, little wax bags
and
head out.
Yeah, everything is already mixed in that you need.
Excellent.
So it's perfect to just take with you on your way to work.
All right, we have to take a break. We're going to be back with you in just a sec. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to be talking more Buzz, and we'll be discussing Vanga in just a bit. We'll be right back.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly 1 in 3 children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
You hear the sounds of hammers and saws, but it's also the sound of freedom and independence. Across America, people are supporting Homes for Our Troops build specially adapted homes for our severely injured veterans. Now, it's your turn to help Sergeant Stephen Kiernan, who lost both legs while serving in Iraq. He volunteered to protect our freedom. You can volunteer your time, donate materials, or make a cash donation to this effort. Visit homesforourtroops.org or call 866-7-TROOPS.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I almost made a beast of myself during the break eating Tiffany McIsaac's pastries here. Tiffany, I don't even know what to say about all this stuff. How do you keep track of everything that is you know,
and the desserts that you do for the restaurants?
For all the restaurants.
It's a lot.
Do you have help, I hope?
Oh, thank God, yes. If I didn't have help, there's no way. I've got great cooks.
I got to hold some of this stuff up. I don't know if the camera can.
The camera got shots.
Well, I'm
going
to hold it up anyways because I might just eat.
Let's talk about the Pop-Tarts because that is new. You weren't doing those before.
We were actually doing them sometimes on the weekends at the other location just to sort of see how it went and kind of get a system for making them. But we do them every day here. Yeah.
And I love
it. Radio is a theater of the mind. Radio can't capture what this stuff looks like.
Okay, but can you explain? Because these are not your store-bought,
disgusting. No, not at all. I mean, we call them Pop-Tarts because they look like a Pop-Tart, but I think that they don't really taste anything
like
them.
Can you stop putting those up here? It's embarrassing.
I kind of like what you're doing there.
Okay, so just tell us what's in it, please.
It's well, the crust is made of whole wheat, so it's actually a graham cracker crust. We use the graham crackers for a lot of other things, but...
Oh, my God.
Yay. Delicious. I know.
And then today it's filled with cream cheese and then a compote made of rhubarb and strawberries.
Yum.
And a lemon glaze on top.
So you're sticking with the local. All right, don't talk for a second. So let's just say after here today, you're going to?
I'm going to the farmer's market. Boston, and then I'm going to the farmer's market.
So can you talk about quickly, because we only have like a minute, the new farmer's market that you guys are doing at the Wharf?
Yes, it's going to be super fun. The owner of the company spent all night last night building me a lemonade stand,
yay!
Which I'm really excited about, because I wanted to do something kind of fun.
Are you stealing one of these bottles to take with you to put spike the lemonade a little bit?
Maybe for myself. That's a great idea. You shouldn't have said it out loud. You should have whispered it. Kind of blew my cover there.
I'm taking one to the prom.
Basically, it's going to be right down by the marina on the waterfront, kind of near Marina Cantina area. They're going to have live music. Actually, Birch and Barley Church, he's going to have beer, so you can shop for your produce while drinking a beer, which is kind of fun.
Mama.
Cool.
Arcadia is going to have a stand featuring Arcadia and some other farms.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a lemonade stand. And we're going to do a fun new thing that I'm trying out. It's going to be Pie of the Week.
Cool.
So you can pre-order your pie to pick up the following week, and it'll just be whatever I make.
And you guys are doing so much.
You have to leave your faith in me, but I think you will be rewarded if you
do.
I'm going to put in my order now.
You
know, you've got like all these things going on. I was talking to Michael Babbitt, who's the CEO the other day, and he looked at me and said, today, Washington, tomorrow, Subworld.
Oh, my gosh. So. It's intense. I'm not going to lie, but it's
German
fun.
What is your German accent today?
I don't know, Fräulein. What
it's
is
annoying.
It?
I don't know.
I slept in my Lederhosen last night.
All right.
So, okay. So,
we're gonna
thanks
say
for
goodbye.
Coming in. Stuff's
thanks
gorgeous.
For having me.
Let's get back to Scott Harris. Scott, we're tasting your rye whiskey.
This is a Mosby spirit, and it's clear. It looks like water, and people don't expect that when you say whiskey.
It does. It really doesn't
look like it can be harmful at all.
Yeah. It's 40% alcohol, so it's as strong as any normal whiskey. But it's a lovely, light, wonderful.
It's really floral.
Yeah.
It's
and it's nothing like what you expect from whiskey. So a lot of diehard whiskey drinkers who look for all that deep, mineral, earthy kind of oak flavor don't find it in this one, you know. And this one is actually a really nice replacement for vodka.
Can you imagine?
Well, actually,
but a guy describing a whiskey as floral. Can you see an old cowboy movie? Yeah. Give me a glass and give me a shot of whiskey and make sure it's floral.
So why did you come up with this one? Since it's so different from what's
out
there.
It's so different. You know, it's basically, if it were from fruit, we'd call it an eau de vie, which means, you know, basically it's a French word for, you know, fruit spirit that's not aged. And it's just a really nice, light grain spirit. And it's a nice replacement for vodka. Our equipment doesn't produce vodka, and we're not really that interested in vodka. So this is a spirit that you could put, for instance, in a Bloody Mary, where you want to let a little grain flavor shine through, you know, and have some of that beautiful flavor in there.
Excellent. All right, so what are you going to pour for us next?
Next, we'll pour the aged version. So what we tell people is these are the exact same spirits. One's been in an oak barrel. Mm-hmm. And one hasn't. And it's amazing to see what the difference in the wood is.
I mean, even the color.
I mean, all the color comes from the wood.
Can you show it to the camera?
And all the color comes from the wood.
It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
And all the flavor changes as well. So you get all these deep, rich toffee and caramel and flan notes. In fact, what you're tasting is oak.
Interesting.
So,
very pretty.
I'll pour these out.
While you're pouring, let's get the Winston.
We're going to ask you to move to the side,
Sam,
please.
Over here. We're going to make a little shift because this is live radio.
Well, we're not live today. We're taping today.
No, you're well, it's the same thing.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
This is our first argument, everybody. all right. So if you live a mobile life or if you're always palming your iPad, you've got to know about Venga. It's a new mobile app and website that makes sure you can be in the know wherever you go. I made that up. You may have it.
I like that.
But Winston Lord and Sam Von Pull are our two local guys who created Venga. And Venga is taking off like a rocket. Am I right?
You're right.
Okay, good. So, welcome. Give everybody the 411 on Venga, because you can do it better than certainly we can. We want to be about 4 inches from that microphone. So,
sure. So, Venga is an app available for iPhone, Android phones, and soon the web and mobile web for any BlackBerry users out there that lets you find out what's happening at restaurants and bars around you. It's a comprehensive source for all the offers, specials, events, happy hours that are happening in the D.C. metro area. So if you want to know, you know, where you can find the first soft-shelled crabs of the season, or a four-course Tuscan wine dinner, or just a cheap beer on a Tuesday night, Venga's got it.
All right,
that's very interesting, but I also happen to know you can find the list, areyouonit.com, on there, too. Not that I would
care. Plug. Well, let's back up a little bit and talk about how you guys came up with this concept and why you felt that it was a need for an app like this.
Sure. We have one other partner that's a co-founder. Her name is Reg Satinius, and mm-hmm. I've known her for about 20 years.
Okay.
And one day she had a friend in town, and they had about a half hour to sort of decide where to go to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a car, and she didn't know where to go. She was like, I can pull up the Nikkei stock index from Japan in a heartbeat. I can get the weather, but I can't know what's going on around me at my favorite restaurants and bars. So a light went off on her head. She, approached me about a year ago. I had my own PR firm at the time. And she said, will you do some due diligence and see what's out there and stuff? And in the course of that, I said, wow, light went off in my head too. And said, you know, nothing else out there is like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to bring in, she asked me, we need to bring a third person in. And there's only one person that came to mind.
Sam. Did the light go off in your head? Because if so, I'd like to know if you guys can read in the dark.
It
sounds cool.
It did. It's one of those things where when you first hear the idea, you think, there's got to be something out there that does exactly this. And we did a lot of research, and really there wasn't. There was no good way to find out what's happening at the restaurants and bars. And so that's why we created Venga.
And from trusted sources, not to put another plug in for you guys right now, but, you know, we are finding the right partners in D.C.
Like the list,
working with Amanda. I mean, you're working with Metro Curian, right, who's a good friend. I mean, you know, there are some people in this city, you know, myself included. I mean, we're diehards. We cover the food and wine scene here. But it is true. I mean, you could go to a website and find the restaurants that have opened most recently. But finding promotions going on at restaurants at that moment is not so easy to find. I mean, you have to do your homework before you go out. It's hard to do it while you're out.
All right. But let's talk about, though, specifically what happens on the site. Because for techno dorks.
Like my husband.
That's not nice.
It's a fact.
My wife just called me a dork. Thank God no one's listening. let's walk a new user through the application. I mean, what's the first thing we should look to do when we get to govenga.com or wherever we go?
Sure. When you launch the app, there's a variety of different ways to get information. Each one of these is a different sort of scenario. So, for example, the first thing you can do is just pull up a map and see what's going on right around you. So if you're you know, come out of a work or come out of a Wizards game and you want to know what's happening near the Verizon Center where you can get a cheap beer.
You need to get a little closer to the mic, please.
Oh, sure. That's what you can, that you use the Near Me feature.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is create what we call your A-list. These are your favorite restaurants and bars. It can be 5, it could be 50. And you can see with one click what's happening at all those places.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of your go-to, your little black book of going.
But so you create that list yourself based on what? Where do you get, how do you create your A-list?
You add your favorites. So it could be the little coffee shop down the street. It could be that place you always take your husband or wife for your anniversary, or mm-hmm. just that your lunch.
So how do you add it? Is it like just the address and the name? Is it
you can add it a variety of different ways. So I could, if you know the name, you can just say, I plug in the name.
Buzz Bakery,
for example.
Excellent. How did you come up with that?
Would you like some of the waffle now? Now I'll give you some of the waffle.
Right. I could type, see Buzz, and uh-huh. Buzz comes right up. I can also find it by neighborhood. And so I could say, I want to find what's going on in Chinatown and see all the venues there. Or I could look for a venue feature. So I could say, I want to add all the venues, all the restaurants that have outdoor seating to my A-list, so I can always find places to eat or drink outdoors.
Is it GPS driven? I mean, if I'm in the car and I'm in Penn Quarter and I go, you know, it's down here. I've never been here before. How do I enter that in order to have that?
You mean by region?
Yeah. Well, so there's a few different ways. One is you bring up that Near Me map, and that
right.
accesses the GPS chip in your phone and instantly shows you what's around you. The other option is you can look at your A-list, your favorite places. And you can sort it by proximity to current location.
Oh, cool.
And it'll show you exactly what's closest by.
Okay, but do these restaurants have to be partners with you? How does it work? So, like, sure. What if there's a restaurant that I love and I input it, but it's not a partner with you? I mean, how does it just
right.
That's the kind of part I'm kind of
right.
curious about.
Right,
how does
right
that
now
work?
We have about 80 of the top restaurants and bars in D.C. that are working with us. Everyone mm-hmm. from, you know, all of the Jose Andres restaurants like Zaytinya and Oyamel and Haleo
mm-hmm.
to all the Bedrock bars, you know, like Atomic Billiards and Buffalo Billiards, Chef Jeff's, all the Passion Food restaurants
okay.
And everything in between. So a huge sampling. But even if those restaurants... they communicate directly with you to tell you what's going on. But we also look and curate the best.
I'm going to pull this over a little.
There we go.
Sure. We also curate and find the best content of the restaurants and bars that aren't on Venga. So you also find a comprehensive listing of what's happening.
So the information is there.
The information is there. Our database has 3,500 restaurants and bars in it. So everyone okay. that's in D.C.
Now let's talk about some of the other things, because we were playing with the app last night. What is a rut buster?
So the rut buster is our recommendation engine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you just tell it some very basic information about what you want to do and where you want to go, and we make recommendations based on the things that you've liked in the past, the things your friends like, and the things that the Venga community as a whole likes.
So think Pandora, like the music recommendation
right.
engine.
Right, it just comes closer to
yeah, me. Exactly. Just think Pandora, and it's like that same sort of mechanism.
Well, so you said that your friends like. So do you hook up with your friends on this as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. You know, going out is social in nature. People generally don't go out by themselves, and so Venga is social by nature. So you can add your friends. You just import them from Facebook or Twitter or Foursquare or Gmail,
mm-hmm.
And you can see your friends' favorite, their A-list, their favorite restaurants and bars. So, for example, I live in D.C., but if I go out to Arlington, I can pull up an A-list of my friend in Arlington and see his favorite recommendations, which to me is a lot more relevant than just going onto a website and yeah. seeing what people
right.
who I don't know like.
Complain about things. Right.
And I think the point with the friends is also that it's a trusted, and going back to the trusted sources,
so sure.
whether it's the list or youonit.com,
uh-huh.
or if it's others, whether it's your friends, these are trusted sources. You know, just think of how many times you go to a different city like Chicago or San Francisco.
Right.
You've got the night out. You have no clue where to go. So you're calling
you put it out there,
friends
right.
or emailing friends.
Mm-hmm.
This saves you that step. You can pull them up when we go national. You can look that up and figure it out.
All right. Well, I want to talk about national, but we have to take a quick break. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to go more Venga. I just repeated myself,
Venga,
right?
Venga.
We'll be back in just a sec.
You can help the Army Historical Foundation honor the soldiers of yesterday and today. Go to armyhistory.org to learn how you can help build the National Museum of the U.S. Army. The museum will be the Army's national landmark, preserving the sacrifice of every man and woman who has worn the Army uniform since 1775. Visit armyhistory.org today and honor the Army's service of every generation.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does 3 decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time, but the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit CapitalAreaFoodBank.org.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Your new Cocker Spaniel is waiting to meet you, and you don't have to travel very far. This weekend and almost every weekend, Oldies But Goodies Cocker Spaniel Rescue holds at least one adoption show in the greater D.C. area. Find out where we'll be this weekend by checking out CockerSpanielRescue.com. Stop by to meet the many homeless Cockers of all ages who are looking for their new home. These dogs have already been spayed or neutered and have all their shots. For more information on adoption, fostering, or volunteering, visit CockerSpanielRescue.com.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis. We're back on Foodie and the Beast, and we're talking Venga with Winston Lord and Sam Von Pollara. Guys, one thing that I noticed on the app, on the site, is there's no advertising at all, which is interesting because it could be a source of revenue, but you guys have decided not to do it. Why?
That's right. There's just so much great content on Venga that we didn't want to sacrifice any screen space.
You don't like money?
Well, the way Venga works is we charge the restaurants to be a part of Venga, to be able to push all their offers and specials to consumers. So we don't want to, Venga's sort of a high-quality application. We don't want, flashing ads telling
they
you...
They don't want to dirty it up with right. Ugly ads. That's what they're saying. You got it?
I'm in the advertising.
I know what you
are. Did you just say the phrase ugly? You're walking home. All right. Well,
let's talk about right when we were cutting it off. Yeah, make faces. Right when we were cutting it off, we talked about you guys going national. What does that mean? Do you have a rollout plan in place? What are you planning on doing?
We do. So the plan is to expand to a few more markets this year, probably along the East Coast, and then start to take this concept nationally early in 2012.
What sort of manpower do you need? I mean, that's a lot of data to enter in. I mean, how do you go to, say, a city like New York, which is so enormous, and get all that content in there? I mean, that just seems insane.
Well, they go to Open Table and say, do you want to buy us?
The first step is to find the Nikki Nellis of
New York
City.
I think there's a lot
I don't think there are any of them up there. I looked before I married her. Yeah. I couldn't find one.
You're right. It is a lot of manpower, but thankfully with technology these days, these kinds of applications are pretty easily scalable, and so we can do that without too much labor.
Okay. Now, you guys have a kickoff party that you started talking about.
Yep.
Didn't we already go to the kickoff party at Fiola? I feel like I went to one already.
We did. Now, this is the public launch for us, which is going to be Wednesday, June 15th at Cities.
But you have to have the
Venga user. Right. To gain admittance, you actually have to show that you have it downloaded on your phone.
Okay,
so
cool.
But it's June 15th from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm. At
the New Cities, which is downtown. I forget the address offhand, but
it's, okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun and more details to come. And that's coinciding sort of with our second phase of marketing in general. So another thing that we're also announcing in the next week or two is our Priceless Prizes promotion only on Venga promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is...
Is there a button on there that says that?
Not yet, but there will be once we go live. And then we'll also make sure that we send out press releases and tweet and Facebook about that. But, these are prizes that are truly things you can't find anywhere else. So, for example, Top Chef fan favorite Spike Mendelsohn has agreed for a winner and 9 of their friends to cook dinner in that winner's home. for example.
So how do you, so what's the process? How do you win that?
Yeah, so basically we'll, you just have to download Venga and share it with friends, basically, which is a very simple process.
So it's like getting entered in.
It is. It's basically, that's your entrance fee, basically, because mm-hmm. we're free to download. There's no cost associated with it. It's just.
But every time you have one of these contests, how do you get entered in? Or just being a Venga subscriber gets you to
Once you're in, you mm-hmm. can be eligible for all the prizes they get, as they get rolled mm-hmm. out. They get rolled out probably probably over every 2 weeks. Okay. There'll be a new prize.
And we got to close
I know we do. I just want to ask one other question. This sort of, this app sort of seems to me to be sort of in response to all those deal emails and sites that are out there now. How do you guys feel about those? And are you planning to add that to your site? Or what's it like for you? I mean, how do you guys take that in?
You know, I think the daily deal sites work for a certain segment of the population and for a certain group of restaurants. But most of our clients are those that have never done anything with a daily deal site because, frankly, they don't need to.
Well, couponing is wrong for, you know, a better restaurant.
Right, so. And they're very difficult to be profitable for. You know, they're giving such steep discounts that it's not often worth it for these restaurant owners. But they love the idea of being able to communicate directly with both their loyal customers and also new customers via Venga. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, just last thought is just think of the sandwich boards that are outside restaurants or bars mm-hmm. and putting that on your phone. So it could be about the live jazz brunch on Sunday, could be about the happy hour on Monday, could be about the new creation that the chef has whipped up on Tuesday.
Right.
Putting that all in your fingertips. So whether it's right around you, what's going on right around you, or what's going on in my favorite places, I have all that information.
The contents, yeah.
Right there.
But it is up to the restaurant to input that information, correct? Like, it's in the restaurant's hands.
They control their message
as
well.
So they have to be proactive partners.
Right.
All right, well, if you want information about Venga, if you're still in the dark, go to govenga.com, right?
Right. Right. Or you can just download our apps directly from the iTunes app market or the Android market.
Excellent. All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming.
I'm going to talk to Scott.
You go to Scott. I'm going to go to
Tom.
Get the
okay.
Chef.
All right. So, Scott, here's my thing. Why a distillery? How did you get the education? What were you doing? Were you moonshining back in the woods of Loudoun County?
No, actually, my background, I spent 20 years in computer science, and so I spent 20 years on my butt writing computer programs.
So instead of concocting, you were concocting.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I mean, it was good. We saved up some money, and you know, we made a living. And my wife is a chemical engineer as well. She worked for companies like SibaVision doing contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 20 years went by and we decided, you know what, it's time for a change. Let's see what we can do with ourselves here. So we quite literally took our savings and built a business plan and then launched our company.
But this must have been some kind of a dream that somebody
It was
had.
Building, yeah, yeah. You know, for 5 or 10 years, every time we'd go on vacation to Europe, we'd end up at distilleries doing tours and, you know, it became kind of a habitual thing. We were definitely into it. And basically, at a certain point, I kept bugging my wife, you know, we should start a distillery. We should start a distillery.
Awesome.
And she said, you're crazy. You're crazy. And then finally she said,
I would say you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're
and
crazy.
She said, finally, she said, well, damn it, go write a business plan. And I think she thought that'd be the end of it. You know,
that's so funny.
And I came back and I did.
It sounds so romantic because, you know, I mean, all those stories about, you know, rum runners and all of that stuff. I mean,
there's a lot of romance to it, you know. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I just got to a point where I said, you know, I just can't sit behind a desk doing PowerPoint charts for the rest of my life. You know, there's
so
got to be more to it.
I spend most of my day doing that.
Right.
Yawn. Carpal tunnel syndrome. And
exactly. I was dying behind the desk.
Thing. All right. Well, so this was...
So, so this
delicious.
Is your Roundstone Rye. This is a... an aged rye whiskey, 100% rye. And I should point out, these spirits are organic, you know, so they're really clean and nice. This is our best-selling product, in fact, in the whole Washington, D.C. area. We're distributing now entire state of Virginia, mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., of course, Baltimore, Maryland.
Just introduce you to two chefs, too. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I love meeting chefs. And we actually are also in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Northern California.
Oh, really?
So you're moving around. All right. What are you going to pour next?
Next, I'll probably send around the gin. So our gin is also made from rye.
I love gin.
And it's
like
one of the few rye-based gins in the country. And it's actually started out as a byproduct of our whiskey production. Some of the liquor we couldn't use for whiskey, we decided to clean it up and make gin out of it. So what we
do is we
double distill our rye tailings, which is the tail end of the distillation that doesn't taste good for whiskey. You clean that up, making something that's similar to a vodka. And then we macerate our herbs into it. So we take juniper and coriander and about 10 different herbs, all organic, of course, and soak those like a big tea bag in the spirit. It turns brown like tea. And then we put that spirit back into the still and clean it up by distilling it a third time. And when the third distillation happens, the alcohol, the steam from the alcohol, carries with it the botanical oils of all the herbs, and it just makes a really beautiful spirit.
I know you're speaking English, but I just don't understand what you're saying.
Software engineer.
Big juniper, juniper, lots of juniper. So it's really nice. I'll start pouring it.
I got some gin. It's going to knock you aside. All right, well, while you're pouring that, let's get on to Chef Tom Elder. He's the executive chef at Hearth in the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner, and I have to say, after reading up on what you're doing out there, this is not, you know, your grandmother's Hilton restaurant in any way, shape, or form. So, Chef, let's start from the start. Where'd you come from? How did you get into this chefing biz?
Oh, well, that's a pretty long story. I don't know how far we want to go back.
No, cut it down.
we'll do a short one. I kind of fell into cooking by having my first job. Started off washing dishes or whatever, and one day they asked me if I wanted to cook steaks, and I'm like, sure. Mm. And it turned out that I loved it. And from there, it just started progressing. Went to culinary school up in New York, CIA, and then
Hyde Park,
Poughkeepsie.
Boy, look at you. Look what you know.
I was
for
in
the
Hyde
Beast,
Park.
Right?
It's pretty close to here.
Pardon me, but I actually met Eleanor Roosevelt in Hyde Park. How about that? So I've been there.
Why
I was
don't
there
you
before
just date
you were
yourself
born.
While you're at it? Okay, very good.
I dated myself a couple of years. It wasn't bad. We got along fine. Okay, and then so how long have you been with the Hilton group?
I've been with Hilton here in Tyson's Corner, McLean, for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. So started, you know, brought in when the worldwide headquarters moved in, brought me in, and we started this process of...
Do you know Paris?
Yes.
Really?
Not really.
Well, yeah, but not really. She's not my best friend. We don't text.
I mean, you don't text? You're not her BFF?
Yeah, I don't have that.
Are you on her new reality show? That's all we want to know.
The thing about that's so interesting about, you know, when we were reading up on you is that, you know, listen, the local sourcing and organic thing is big, and it's caught on with everybody, but you really, you know, again, you've taken it to the extreme, and it's really an extreme that you would find... You might find in a fine dining restaurant that's a single entity out there in the world. But I mean, you know, you've got beehives.
Okay.
You've got your own.
What's
garden.
Your question?
Well, why? I mean, why for a hotel?
Well, I think what we're trying to do, and I think it's about sense of community. So I think that's the biggest thing. Like, we want to be good stewards to the earth, you know, to the land, air, water, and that kind of thing. And I think everybody is kind of going in that direction. I mean,
are the Hilton hotels going in that direction?
Hilton hotels are definitely going in that direction.
Well, I'll tell you, we've had several hotels in, big hotels, over the last 2 months, 3 months, with new restaurants. And everybody, you know, everybody is sort of talking about local and, you know, working with local purveyors. I mean, I love that you're doing... The bees, and you have your own garden.
Yeah, talk about your garden.
Was that your idea? Did that come from Hilton? I mean, how did that come to be?
Well, it's actually my idea. It's part of that sustainability, that good stewardship.
And you apparently love peppers. That's what
I love peppers. Actually, my general manager loves peppers more than I do. And we started this off going, you know, we need to get a garden. We want to do herbs. We want to do things for the hotel. And it's like, oh, you know, we can incorporate some peppers into this. So now we're growing some of the hottest peppers in the world.
How many different kinds of peppers are you growing?
We have 9 right now.
Savannah Red Habanero, Devil's Tongue. I mean, Jamaican Chocolate Habanero, Trinidad Scorpion. Trinidad Scorpion sounds like it hurts.
It does.
It does. That's
and how
cool
are you using
about.
The peppers?
Well, we're using them as a condiment, really. I mean, we make our own ketchup so that we can make a spicy ketchup. We'll put in aiolis, just different things like that.
So you're just having fun.
And then, you know, sometimes it turns into like the little dare things. Like, everyone wants to try this. It's the hottest pepper in the world.
Have any of your guests died?
No.
No, that's good.
Not at all.
That's a good thing.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to really talk about the restaurant and the kinds of things you're doing there. I hear the design is fantastic. Fantastic.
And we'll get into the beehives.
We'll definitely get into the beehives. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Beauty and the Beast. I'm having problems speaking.
It's easy for you to say.
We'll be talking more Hearth when we get back.
My family struggled, and
it was assumed that while I would go to college, I would have to pay for it myself.
Charlie wasn't sure how to get the money she needed for college. Then she found out about federal student aid and the FAFSA.
I don't think I quite realized what a huge deal actually graduating was. Federal student aid definitely made that happen.
Need help planning and paying for college? Find out more at college.gov.
My name is Charlie, and this is my story.
Soon, this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. March for Babies! Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Foodie and the Beast. Before we get back into the show, I just want to do a quick shout-out to the folks that make this show possible, the people at Georgetown Bagelry, the Neighborhood Restaurant Group. We had Tiffany McIsaac in here earlier. She was great. Founding Farmers, Farmers and Fishers, our friends over in the Georgetown Harbor, the folks at Notte Bianchi Dish and Circle Bistro, and our new sponsor, Charles Schwartz & Son Fine Jewelers. So thanks for supporting the show. So, Chef, let's get back to you.
We learned a little bit about you, but we haven't really talked about the restaurant. I really want to hear what the whole restaurant feel is like from design to menu.
Okay, well, design is very contemporary. It's actually, it's a mixture of different design elements in there, and it's kind of cool. It's like we have open table seating right by the windows. The windows look outside. The terrace is going to be built probably by the middle of August. We'll have an outdoor terrace.
Great.
So you'll have that look. But then there's also like this semi-private dining room area with a lot of great design elements. And it's semi-private, so it's open. But, yeah, it can be, you know, a little bit private. And then we have these three great, what I call Hollywood-style booths. They're, they're like a white pearl leather tuck-pointed, and they're huge tables, and you can fit six, eight, ten people around.
Oh, wow, they're big.
Yeah, they're huge, and it just has this different feel. So you can have several different
experiences
all in the same restaurant. And fireplaces.
What about the menu? So tell us about some of the things we can find on the menu.
Okay, so we'll talk about the menu. The menu is really American comfort food, and what we did is we wanted to make sure that we represented American food. America now is its own ethnic food, so it's pretty cool. It's all the foods that we grew up with, and that's kind of how this restaurant came about. It's like the foods we grew up with. So I have a couple of my grandmother recipes on there.
Like?
Nana's chicken noodle soup is on there. And then we have a beef and veal meatball, which is it must be at least a 100-year-old recipe. So.
Cool.
As long as it's not a 100-year-old meatball.
All right. So
no.
So you opened up all these little pots in front of you. Tell us what you got there.
I got all these little jars. There's a couple things that we do there. We have a couple signature items, one of them being the applewood smoked bacon jam.
It sounds delicious.
So it's applewood smoked bacon. We got onion. We got chicken stock, honey, and Muscovado sugar. We cook that down and we make a jam. It's a spreadable.
Can this be bought at retail or just get it in the restaurant?
You get it in the restaurant.
That's does it come up with room service?
It can.
Okay, just checking.
Next time the power goes out, we're going to Hilton.
And you have all these different herbs there. So you have your own garden. Can you tell us? We know about the peppers now, but what else are you growing?
Well, we're growing two kinds of tomatoes, the heirloom tomatoes. So we got a little yellow cherry tomato that we're doing, and then we have a black tomato that we're doing. So those will be
like a Cherokee, like the Cherokee red one?
It's called a black crim.
Ooh.
So it's kind of an heirloom black tomato that we'll be using. And then once they ripen up, we'll put them in on the specials.
But then How many tomato plants do you have, though?
I got a dozen of each.
Oh, okay. So that's
How much land did you take up for the garden?
Not very much. We have this back area that's kind of like an atrium right outside of our hotel. So you kind of see it. Like we have parties inside and you can see the garden. There's a nice sign out there and that kind of thing. And
can you pass some of that bacon jam?
Absolutely.
So now you guys also have a farmer's market, correct?
Yes, we have a farmer's market.
Are you behind that?
Yes, we're. We had all kinds of things we wanted to do. And again, this is part of that sustainability community. And I think that's the biggest part we want to talk about is community.
Thank you.
The fact that, you know, we're
I'm
a good. Part
I'm
of the
community. Bite hers.
All right.
That didn't sound right either, did it? That sounded wrong.
That's what he always says. Anyway.
Allow me to bite yours.
So when is the farmer's market?
Farmer's markets are at Thursday afternoons.
That is nuts. Wait a minute.
4 to 7.
Hold it.
It's delicious.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever had bacon jam before. It's really tasty. None of you get any. So when will that, is it started?
It'll be... We're looking at this Thursday coming up.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah. Excellent. So, and you're working
Next
Thursday. You're working with local vendors.
Local vendors.
Farmers.
Farmers, people that I use, people that are... I get to tour around the countryside. I ride my motorcycle and go check out these farms and things. And stuff.
What is it with chefs and motorcycles?
Chefs
do you
love
all
their
want
motorcycles.
To die?
It's amazing.
It
we
thrill
like
seekers.
Excitement. We have this energy, this thrill thing that we do.
You know, there's a club of them around here. Do you know the guys?
Well,
they all do it?
I know there's a few of them. I've seen a few of them around. I haven't joined the club yet.
Oh, I'll hook you up.
There's less every weekend. Okay. All right. Well, let's make sure everybody knows where Hearth is and your hours and all the kind of basic nitty-gritty stuff and how to find you online if they want to come see you.
Okay. Yeah. Hearth is located at the in Tyson's Corner at the Hilton on Jones Branch Drive.
Okay.
It's hearthrestaurant.com. That's
You're
our
right
website.
Behind Tyson, the Galleria.
Yeah, so we're
a block away.
By Tyson's 2 would be the side that we're
right.
on.
Okay, great.
We do have Facebook, so it's Hearth Restaurant. You know, Facebook.
Better spell Hearth for him.
H-A-R-T-H.
Spelled like it sounds, Hearth.
Well, they might spell it H-E-R-T-H, which is like Hearth.
Hearth.
Or Hearth.
Or
okay.
Hearth.
So
center of the kitchen.
All right. Well, Chef, thanks for coming in. This stuff.
And I think we should put the two of you together because you make your own tonic.
Right.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
So gin and tonic sounds good about
and
now, right?
Listen, and I seriously, we don't even want a commission. We want a commission. So let's go back to Scott. Scott, you guys, I mean, you're very smart because I know you got a lot of events that you're involved in, you know, off property, but also at the property. You want to take us through some of the stuff that... It's coming up?
Yeah, sure. We've got always seems like a lot of stuff going on. In June, I guess, this coming weekend, on Saturday, we're going to be down at the Park Hyatt doing the barrel tasting as part of their Masters of Food and Wine event. So that's going to be fun. We'll have a barrel there. We'll have samples of these spirits and show what the process is to age them and what that does to it. So that'll be fun. We have at the Homewood Museum out near Johns Hopkins, we're doing a... event, and there's several distillers coming out, and it's basically a history of moonshine. And so we'll have Dr. Dennis Pogue, who's the head, basically the historian behind Mount Vernon and the distillery there, out talking about you know the importance of spirits in the history of America. And then in the next week, we have actually a workshop. We do 4 times a year. We do a distilling workshop. People can find it on our website, and they can come in for a day, and we do it. We do tastings. We actually make whiskey with them. They get to do hands-on whiskey making legally, and it's a lot of fun. We a lot of great interest. We talk about the business of distilling. We talk about the artistry of it, and we do it ourselves.
Well, that allows me to make the deft segue. Let's make sure everybody knows how to find Catoctin Creek online.
It's catoctincreek.com, and catoctin's a tough word. A lot of people have trouble with it, but Google always gets you there. So,
C-A-T-O-C-T-I-N.
That's right. It's a name of the creek. We actually sit on the Catoctin Creek, and that's why we're called that.
Oh, all right. Excellent. Well, thanks so much for coming
Scott, thank
in.
Thank you. This is terrific. All right.
We got to wrap up
quickly. How much time do we have left?
I want to say that we've talked a lot about what there is going on. If you go to the list, areyouonit.com,
I feel like we've plugged it enough today, don't you?
Plug in. I mean, if you want to know what's going on in the world about these guys and all our guests and what's going on in the city, go there.
Absolutely. Okay, so as we do on every show, we like to talk about a specific charity. There's an excellent event going on. We think everybody should know about it.
This Wednesday, June 8th, at the Park Hyatt, they're going to kick off their series of Pause at the Park happy hours.